So did you have to do much clearing of the land before you started?
Well, our ancestors... clearing the land, the initial ancestors, they would have had to clear gum trees and wattles and whatever you... They'd have to... That all those varieties would have been growing on the land originally, wouldn't they?
They would have been testing it out for all sorts of varieties of veg. away from the Torrens, most of the Boers were very brackish. Fortunately, the I family had a very, very good Boer that in a time of drought, it provided the water for two market gardens. It pumped non-stop. At night it pumped for our market garden, and in the daytime our cousins. And we got by that way.
So who in the I family worked in the market gardens? Clem? Colin? Who in the I family worked on the gardens?
Originally, all the brothers worked. They divided the property at one stage, and Clem and Colin had one property, and Merv and I, we had another section. Our father, in his initiative, bought an additional property in his time, and that's the property that Merv and I finished up on. It was away from the River Torrens, and the bore water on it were very, very brackish. But we did have a right of way across our brother's property down to the river, so we had a separate pump on the river, and we created a large dam for storage, and that fortunately that dam was close to a creek which in the winter time flowed very strongly, and we were able to fill that dam full of water initially before the summer started. And that, as I said, it was a large dam, and it provided a lot of water.
And did you employ other people to work on the farm?
We, not permanently. We for certain crops, we would employ casual labour, and they would be only as casuals and not permanent.
And how were the vegetables sold?
Well, we had a stall in the East End Market, and I was the market man for our section, and I would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and take the loaded truck to the market. The East End Market wouldn't open for business till 6 o'clock, so you had to go in early to get into your stand and be prepared for 6 o'clock.